Hello?
Hi, my name is Felicia. I'm returning your call from customer care. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. So, I am getting this tactical backpack. I ordered it, and I'm paying the shipping and handling. It was somehow, some way, they were offering it just for the shipping and handling charge for the company. Well, on my pending account, on my pending in my bank, it shows a charge of $69.95.
Yes, the monthly membership.
Oh, no. No, I did not sign up for that. I did not see that.
Did you read over the terms and conditions?
Well, I probably didn't read all of it. I'm going to be honest. I just thought
that's where you authorized to have your card debited for that monthly membership, but I can pull the account for you. What's your zip code?
Yeah. 84084.
84084?
Uh-huh.
What's the first and last name on the account?
Christy Versteeg.
Can you verify your address for me?
4790 West Udine Court, West Jordan, Utah, 84084.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, your email is KimballMaiden@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I see where you ordered the tactical bag and you paid the $7.95. Now,
yeah.
When you placed that order, that's what I was just explaining. It also informs you that when you place that order and complete the question survey, that you're also authorizing to be entered into the monthly membership and to be charged to $67.32.
Oh, I
can go ahead and cancel
that.
The account if that was not your intent.
That wasn't. I'm sorry. So can you refund the money?
Now, the company that you ordered from, they do not issue refunds, but as a courtesy, being that the terms were not read when you placed the order, I can honor a 35% refund and have it applied back to you within 3 to 5 business days.
No, that won't work. I'll just have to do a stop payment on my end with the bank.
It has
I'm sorry.
I can go ahead and email the bank a copy of those terms and the recording that you and I are having where you stated that you did not read over the terms, Ms. Christie. That is a legal and binding contract. Now, the only other option I can put in the VIP rate to get an additional 15%, but you have to make sure that whenever you place an online order, the terms are being read because it asks you before you submit your card payment, have you read the terms and do you authorize that payment? So your card company will explain to you that you did authorize and that's a valid transaction. I can do a one-time 50% that I'm not supposed to, and I will still have to inform the bank of the order that you placed and provide a copy of the recording as well to show that the order is valid.
Can you not?
So they can actually penalize you for making a false claim.
Well, I didn't do it verbally. It's not a recorded agreement. I just didn't
I'm so sorry, Ms. Christie, but you have to make sure that you're reading those terms and conditions, ma'am.
Okay, I totally understand that now, and I will in the future. I just can't. I can't afford it. I just can't. But
okay, I'm so sorry, ma'am. Again, the company does not offer refunds. I can do the 50%, but that's the most that I can do. This charge is valid.
All right. That's fine.
That will be credited back to your card on file within 3 to 5 business days. I'm going to give you a confirmation number to write down for your cancellation. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
That number is C as in Charlie, 263, 169-816.
See, isn't Charlie 263-169-816?
Yes, ma'am, and that cancels your account and the credit will be applied back to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Do I need to send the backpack back? I don't have it yet either, but I... Huh?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so very much for calling Customer Care, and you have a good night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bye-bye. Thank you.